Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and tonight we have a really interesting show, and it's basically our nursing home show. We usually say convert nursing homes into accessible housing, but we also have a concern that we, you know, a lot of people have expressed this to us. As long as nursing homes exist, millions of disabled and elderly, you know, aren't safe. And that's what we're going to be concentrating on this evening, how to make the whole situation a lot safer for people, you know, and also to get people out of the nursing homes so they are safer. One way to do that is to convert the nursing homes into accessible housing, as we have discussed many times before, but this is a little bit more detail. Well, let me start off with the ABLE News advertisement so we can get that in. Okay, hold on.
ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Thank you, Angela Melanie. She's actually wanted us to, you know, put some effort into actually having an announcement, you know, on the show of the advertisement that she has. And then we did a trade with her, and we're in ABLE News, and you could actually find us within the newspaper fairly easily. She usually has an indication of where it is. She puts the page number right in the front. I don't know if she's changed that, but I could always take a look during the show. And we have our co-host available. Here he comes. Hello, Frank.
Yeah, thank you, and welcome to Inner Sight, brought to you by A Day for Milton.
Mm-hmm.
And every show we do is in honor of Milton.
Yes, it is.
The guide dog who was killed at the foundation last July. And Day for Milton, 19 May, Belport, New York. And you can just come down, bring your dog. You don't need any money to come into this, participate in this. It's a day of people declaring what guide dogs and service dogs mean and how we should have more protection with our, you know, with our guide dogs, service dogs. So come on down, May 19th, Belport, New York. Watch the show tonight on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, MNN.org, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Tomorrow night it'll be local again on Long Island, 9:30 tomorrow night on the Altice, Channel 20. All right, look for our tweet and honor Milton and help us have a great day. From Milton, May 19th. We're getting a lot of support. Recently got the support of our most recent supporters, Suffolk Bus.
That's correct. I'm so happy.
So we're moving on, and we're going to have a great day.
Yeah, we are.
And a well-deserved day for a great dog, Milton.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. And you know, the only real way that we believe to protect people from nursing homes is to not have them there.
Exactly.
And turn them into something better. Now, you know, you hear people all the time think positive, you know, be positive. Well, here, you can't get more positive than this.
Correct.
You know, turn something horrible for millions of us, and it is, into something positive and productive.
That's right.
Something that'll help millions of people to become taxpayers again if they want to. Get a little job.
Yeah.
You know? So that's positive. Why aren't the politicians being positive? Why do they persist in putting people, taking people out of their home? You know, you heard the expression, it might not be hot and be much, but it's my home.
That's right.
You know, no place like home. The politicians insist with their stupid rules and these stupid programs that waste money in taking people out of their homes and putting them and trying to get them and put them into nursing homes.
That's
to
right.
me, that's negative.
It is. Yeah, it definitely is.
That's
but
not
I have
positive.
Some. I don't know if this is good news or bad news or what the case may be, but nursing homes aren't really doing too well, according to that skilled nursing news. And some.
Well,
of
that's good.
Them.
They shouldn't be doing well with abusing people.
Exactly.
That's good news.
Yeah.
It's ammunition for us. Proves
the is.
Point.
Yeah.
Why waste money on these places that aren't doing well?
That's right.
You know, we know that someone in their own home is doing good.
That's right.
And can do better.
Yeah.
Because they have the freedom and they have the means, you know. With our idea, they would have more of the means to
more
protect
freedom
themselves.
That's right.
You know, if these agencies would start pitching in and raising the money, they've got to be mandated to do that.
Yeah.
It would be a lot better for people to stay in their own homes. And, if you didn't have a nursing home, unless a person was a criminal or violent, you know, then they got to be taken into the law. But other than that, they can remain in their own home, give them the help they need, put the funding there that's needed, you know. And I believe it can work.
I believe it could work, too. I mean, just imagine you're taking something that's negative and you're bringing it to a positive light, which is changing them into accessible housing. And without, you know, that, I don't see any other positive, you know, outcome for them other than that. You know, that's just in my eyes, you know.
The way it is now, if a person, let's say, needed a service dog in a nursing home,
they won't have
it would be a big hell fight.
Yeah, there would be.
You know, if they were in their own home, you wouldn't have that.
Nope.
You know? So there's another aspect of this. You know, people. How many people in nursing homes need and can't get service dogs?
Probably a lot.
Sure. There's got to be thousands of people.
Yeah, at least.
The agencies won't service them. They won't go in there and
nope,
say, hey, what do you think of this dog? Or, you know, what would you like the dog to do for you? You know that they're not doing that.
Yeah, they won't do anything like that. No.
I don't hear one service dog school that's doing it. We would do it. We'd offer it.
Oh yeah.
Show me somebody who wants a dog. I'll go see him.
That's right. I know you would.
You better believe I would. I'd walk right in with my guide dog.
That's right.
And I'd tell him, I'd go right to the administrator and I'd tell him, this person needs a dog and we're going to train the dog and you're going to sit down and shut up. Don't think I wouldn't tell him, because I would.
I know you would. But that just made me laugh.
You want to fight us on it? Go ahead.
Yeah.
We're not afraid of you. You know what would happen?
What?
I'll tell you exactly what would happen. The head social worker would go to that person and the family says, we're going to find your mother an apartment. We don't think she belongs in a nursing home. That's what would happen.
That's probably what would happen, yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure it would.
Or something
similar.
They're
not going to fight against stopping a disabled person from having a service dog. That'd be a news media frenzy.
Yes, it will.
Especially within a site.
Oh, yeah. We're starting to get a lot
of
people.
I can just see my dear friend Michelle now on that one.
Oh, yeah. She'd be laughing on that one first. And then she'd say, that's a move Frank Barino would do.
She'd be laughing
and
all the way to the studio and put us
yes,
on the air.
Yes, she would. That's what she'd be doing is right.
But you see, there's so many, yeah, there's so many aspects to this, so many different things that can become positive.
Yes, yes it can very
and
much.
I don't care how bad a person is. If you get the right person to help them, it
right.
can work.
Like a family member, too, can help them, I believe. You know, do it.
Sure,
them,
if they want to.
Them.
If not, you got to find somebody suitable, somebody better. You got to have the money for that.
Oh, yeah. See, that's where these guide dog schools, they're not thinking out of the box. That's really the problem. You know, they should be thinking more out of the box. You know?
Well, they don't want to get involved in controversy. You know that.
Yeah, so...
That's the last
you know,
thing they want. You know?
But, I mean, they really should, you know, work themselves if they want some money. You know, they should like, you know, some people will do like a campaign for them or even, you know, because they're so, you know, they like to, you know, have structure and they rather use a school as opposed to, you know, us per se. I don't know.
They just
want to
do what they
us.
Want in their own way.
Exactly.
And not be interfered with or told what to do. And that's
yeah.
dangerous to me.
Yeah, I agree with you.
To me, that's dangerous. Thus,
yeah.
Milton.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly what
happened.
What
really happened there?
Oh, I could think of a lot of things. They should be telling us
yeah, but it's
what
all
really
speculation.
Happened there.
See?
Yeah, we are.
That's why
you
it's
know,
dangerous.
It's very dangerous.
You know, because there's no leverage to make them tell what happened.
Exactly. There should be.
You know?
You know, and it's like they're getting away with a slap on the wrist. It's like, oh, how much money do you, you know, I can hear the whole conversation now in my head. How much money you want to keep this private? You want to keep it private? Oh, I want X amount of dollars, you know? I can see it. I don't know why I feel that way, you know?
Well.
Because it just was such a
the,
slap
the
on the wrist.
The day for Milton is going to teach a lot of people a lesson, including the service dog schools.
Oh, yes.
You know,
uh-huh.
It's going to teach them a whole view that people have that they don't want to realize.
That's right.
You know,
because they like the money.
I went to. We're changing the subject, but just I went to my friend today who she makes signs.
Ah,
I'm getting
cool.
two signs made up for each side of my harness, lightweight.
Uh-huh.
And waterproof and all that, bright colors with Milton's picture to advertise
nice.
The day for Milton. And the
wow.
woman who owns the sign place, she lives not too far from the school. And then when I told her about it, you know, she was telling me about it. She knew.
Yeah.
She knew what happened.
It's so sad.
And she says it's
so
horrible.
Sad.
Everybody I talk to.
Yeah.
Agrees that this is
my
a horrible thing
too.
That Milton deserves a day,
yeah.
you know.
Yes, he does.
I want to thank the town of Brookhaven for their proclamation.
Oh, that's
I want
so
to thank
cool.
Ira Tucker for the package on Milton. One is on his way to Tom and Michelle.
Nice.
You know, I'm going to have one sent to John Corrado.
Very nice.
And we are going to have a glorious day, May 19th,
yeah.
for Milton at the Belport Brewery Hall
mm-hmm.
down on 14 Station Road in Belport.
Right. That's correct.
11 to 2, a few hours, and I want to thank Mr. Baker for donating that hall to us.
That's awesome.
So it's all in place. It's all coming together. There's a show tonight going around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can hear testimony of the people who own Milton, to Tom with his wife Michelle. Well, Michelle actually owned them, but Tom is a great ally to her. All right, in a sight. Let's see. Speaking of friends.
Yeah.
Brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And by the way, tonight, if you're in Manhattan and you want to see the show, check. It's on several different channels. 1997, 35 Verizon Files, and RCN 84. That's on Manhattan Cable. And then, of course, on the Internet, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel through Manhattan Neighborhood Network. SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, we thank them for their ad up on the website. They keep revising it. They keep talking about it. They call it the interview.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've got up there the a day for Milton. So we thank them for being so diligent in this. You know, it's a great feeling to know that your independent living center really cares.
Exactly.
It makes such a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they've done this. And you know, it's a brave thing they've done.
Oh, yeah.
You know? All right. In a site, SILOs, a Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929, Joe Delgado, my buddy Jose Delgado, a great, great guy to take this on and care, and he'll be at the day for Milton. Hey, you need some practice with defending yourself? Third Eye Insight. See Devin Fernandez, 631-445-3464. 445-3464, Fernandez, Third Eye Insight. We're brought to you by my good friends at Shelby's Kitchen, Tom, Michelle, Ellie. There's another Tom over there, too, one of the workers. All the whole staff at Shelby's Kitchen who love Milton. And Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. You get some great food and go over there. And it's right near the Bellport Brewery Hall.
Which is nice.
So check it out. Inner Sight, and a great day for Milton, May 19th. Let's see, what else we got? Nobody Starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary, dog food, cat food, medical for your animal. Nobody Starves on Long Island, 631. 631-484-3085. All right. We thank Kennedy Realty. We thank the Islip Cleaners. Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo. Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell. And don't forget, well, Athena is, thank God, alive, but
yeah.
I mentioned her because we helped in more than once and in more ways than once to keep her out of an institution.
Yes, we did.
I don't think I ever told a story about her uncle, the judge.
No.
how he changed his view.
His whole everything. Yeah.
You know. But I'll have to tell that at another time. But anyway.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Athena.
Oh, happy birthday to
coming
Athena.
Up.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight around the world. And our nursing home show tonight. And for all of you who are in a nursing home, whether you can comprehend me or not, or this show or not, we still respect you.
Yes, we do.
And we still promise you
mm-hmm.
that we're going to do everything we can to turn those places into accessible housing.
That's correct.
We're doing this for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's important. Think of all the young people out there who are disabled. What do they got to look forward to? A nursing home?
Nothing. Nothing.
When they get older or get abandoned?
Or die, for that matter. How many people you know that passed away and moved on? I know a lot. You know, people who, after they got involved with the nursing home, they started to demise.
Yeah.
Yes. And then they died. You know, that's it in a nutshell. I don't want to die young.
I want to say hello to Lavinia, who's a nurse stuck in a nursing home.
Yes, she is.
You know, she's very young.
Yeah, I know.
She's only in her 40s.
That's right.
So how many more people like that are there?
A lot.
That you don't hear about.
That's right.
You know. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line?
Hold on, let me check.
Right.
I accidentally put the phone on screen lock, so I'm going to have to get back into the phone.
Oh, yeah.
It was an accident. It's a pain in the butt when that happens.
822 New York.
Oh, come on.
Inner Sight Nursing Home Show.
Okay, there's Lorraine. I'd like to know if she wants to come in. Just let her press the
Just
listening right
Lorraine's
now.
Lorraine's aunt is in a nursing home.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, if you ever do a, they call it.
Lorraine wants to talk more.
Yeah, wait a minute. They used to call it a man on the street when. Well, it was a funny segment with Steve Allen, you know, years ago.
Oh, yeah.
But if you ever do a person on the street, you know, man, woman.
Yeah.
That would be a good way to get attention. Person on the street, just stop people and say, do you have anybody in a nursing home?
Nah. Uh-huh.
What do you think of nursing home? You ever, you know, see what they say?
Yeah, I'd like to do that, actually. That might not be
And then
a good...
the older people, you know, how do you feel about going to a nursing home?
Oh, they'll tell you straight up, I'm not going to a nursing home. Meanwhile, they're in a nursing home. That's happened to me a couple times when I've asked.
You're going to do that. You're going to do the man on the person on the street.
Yeah.
When the weather gets warm, go out there with
a
wheelchair.
Yeah.
And recording, you know, you turn it into a recording. And you ask people, is it all right if we put your comments up on YouTube?
Yeah, that's all. We'll have them sign a release.
And
we have to get some releases. We used to have some. But, you know, we'll get some releases that would help.
You'd be surprised some of the reactions you'd get.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I would put it in terms of, would you rather be in a nursing home or in your own home?
That's good, too. You make me lose my voice.
That's how I would put it.
Yeah.
Let's see what they say. All right, let's take a phone. Let's get Lorraine.
Yeah, let's get her on.
Phone call on the
inner
site.
Here she is.
Live.
I think. There it is.
Hello.
Hello there. Hello. Hi, everyone.
How are you doing?
Yes. You know, I was listening to you, too. That would be a great idea to go out there and ask.
You know,
with their permission and everything as a recording.
Sure.
I have a body cam, so I'm going to do that.
Oh, that's great.
let Lorraine talk. Excuse me.
And
no problem.
Also, that would add to the petitioning that you're doing. You see how many people rather be in a home than to be in a nursing home. You have all those people stating that would go great towards the campaign and your
Well,
petition.
The two of you ought to work on that.
Yeah.
And when it gets warmer, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Pick a spot, you know?
Yep, record
go out
it.
There.
Yes.
I'll find out from our lawyer friend if you need a license.
Yes.
Also,
you know, you might have to check in with the local precinct or something. But I can find out about that very easily.
License and permission.
But also, we might
need
something to say, something, a release for recording.
Yeah.
You know, we might need that from her, too.
Yes.
No. That you ask the person. Is it all right? We're going to put it up on YouTube. We're taking a survey.
Can we have your permission?
You want to say.
Yes.
Yes,
they say yes,
problem.
You can use it,
yes.
You put it up there.
Mm-hmm. But the other thing
they
is
they don't want you to use it,
to
you
Adam.
Just erase it.
That's right.
Well, that's
you have
true.
To edit it if they don't want you to use it.
That's
yeah.
right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what you do is before you record it, you ask them.
That's
yeah,
right.
That's
what
right.
I was going to do.
It's
this
just
way
like
you don't have to go
said.
Back.
You know, very
and
simple
post it.
Question.
Yeah.
Would you rather be in a nursing home or in your own home?
Yep.
You know, you got to keep it very simple.
And explain why. Explain why, sure, briefly. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. They don't have to be on.
Well, you
want to
do.
All you need is just their signature.
Mm. Yeah, I wouldn't get into too many details. I would, you know, do as many people as you can.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, you start with a big conversation, it's going to limit you.
Yeah.
You know. But, you know, it might be a good way to get people to sign the petition.
Exactly. They realize they
you know,
really
they
don't want to be in one.
Have the petition out there, you know.
Yeah, I know. I could do that.
How's
now,
your aunt doing? You hear anything, Lauren?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I heard she's back in the nursing home. I heard from her we speak. Yeah, she's doing okay now.
Back in the nursing home?
Yes, she's back in the nursing home. They had to change her room, though. They had to change her room. I guess she's on a better floor.
Oh, that's good.
If there is such a thing.
There's no better floor. There's no better everything in nursing
home.
There
isn't.
But, no. But it's better than nothing, I suppose. Maybe nothing is better. I don't know. That's a double-edged sword there.
So what the story is with that, her housing is pending.
Oh.
Yes, pending.
Her housing?
Yeah,
pending,
for her to get her own
apartment
or something is still pending. It's been pending now for the last... my mother did.
Oh, your mother's trying to get her a place?
Yeah, she's working with an agency. They're trying because this has been now, I think, over a year.
Wow.
Now it's been over a year that it's been pending.
Why is her pending for so long?
I have no idea.
You know
because
how the system is.
I know why. They want to just get more money. But I want to hear it, you know, see if they have, you know, anything to say about that. You know, that's just
they're
going to
put her... Excuse me, they're going to put her in her own place or assisted living?
Well, they would think of putting her in her own place, you know, provided that she can B, live on her own with assistance.
Well, she's probably going to need AIDS.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, now, wait a minute. What made your mother turn around like that? I thought she wanted her to
nursing home. This has been going on for a while now, for some time.
You didn't know about
since it? Since she got in the nursing home.
Wow.
Yes, it's been going on for some time.
Is it the Open Doors program?
Apartment. I'm not sure which program it is.
Okay, just curious.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see what's not working, what's working, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So have they accepted her, or they're just evaluating her, do you know?
At this point, I think they are evaluating her.
Mm.
Evaluating that's the whole, cool. You know, yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, that's a waste of money right there.
It is a waste of money.
It is.
You know,
a waste of money and a waste of time.
If they're disabled, they should automatically be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Automatically.
Well, you know why? You know why they do that? Because the state doesn't want to give the necessary time to help the person.
No.
That's right. Mm. That's what they're having.
They want to kick the person out. Keep the person in the hospital. That's why they do that.
Yeah.
The whole thing's all figured out. You know?
Phony, though.
Well, if your mom needs any help to push it along, let us know.
Yeah, we got one person out already.
Sometimes a word from inner sight can help.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know?
Yeah, if you need anything. Just let me know. And let Frank know.
I'll let you know. I'll let you both know.
Yeah, please do.
Yes. I will.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Will.
All right. So, inner sight. And tomorrow night, we have a very, very special guest on. A woman who has been done a great, great injustice, who's blind, and now she's disabled, multiply disabled, you know.
Yeah.
She was able to work her way out of the wheelchair, but she still can't walk that good.
Mm-hmm.
Lupita Lewis will be with us tomorrow night, a woman who was struck by a car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And almost died.
Yeah.
And has been done a great injustice.
Yeah.
You know, we'll meet her tomorrow night, and she gave me the idea for the show, and she said, "Where have all our rights gone?"
You know, in the garbage.
It's so true.
That's what I say. It is.
It's so true. I heard the president speak in Ukraine. I couldn't believe it was him. He sounded so different.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, why doesn't he speak up for us that way? You know?
Yeah, but they're in the
middle
of
war. Why doesn't he say, I'm going to pass an executive order to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing and make it so that a disabled elderly person does not have to go to a nursing home?
Yeah.
He stands up for people in other countries. And I'm glad. But what about us, damn it?
I agree.
And I haven't heard one politician say anything about the death of Milton.
That's disgusting.
Not a one.
That is.
Yeah,
I mean,
disgusting.
I feel bad for the Ukrainian people. Yes. And I think we should help them. But help us.
Also. Mm-hmm.
See, that's the trouble with this country. They forget about us.
They don't, want
they don't care.
They're not wrong.
Nope, while they're evaluating your aunt, they're getting money for that.
That's right.
Yes, they are.
And if they don't accept her, they still keep that money that they've gotten.
There you go.
Evaluated.
That's it in a nutshell.
See?
Yeah,
so true.
That's what's wrong with the whole damn thing.
I
They're
wish
using
one thing happened. Yes, they are.
They're really using the disabled. You know? So politicians, and we're gonna invite them to the day for Milton, for sure. See if they come.
Yeah, they have to be accountable if they come.
Well, let's see if they're going to do something. That's the only way they can be accountable.
That's
true.
They do. I hope they do.
All right, in a sight. We have any other callers?
Hang on, let me look. I am on the same page here.
The number here, 213-816-1650, nursing home program, the solution proposed by InnerSight, turn nursing homes into accessible housing.
We have
that protects people.
Somebody from a 347 area code. If you'd like to speak during the show, just hit the number 1 and you'll be able to be in the queue.
Yeah.
No, they want to listen.
You know, now what was the subtitle of this show? Read, can you read it?
Yeah. As long as nursing homes exist, millions of disabled and elderly are not safe.
Wait a minute. I couldn't get all that. As long as nursing homes exist. What's
correct.
The rest of it?
Millions of disabled and elderly are not safe.
All right. Millions of disabled and elderly are not safe. And to prove that point, you've got the Adult Protective Services ready to pounce on somebody to put them in a damn nursing home.
I know that.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of stuff is that? Are they going to protect those people in the nursing home?
Hell
no.
No. No. They put them in there, but they're not protecting them.
They're not protecting them for nothing. If the sky fell down, those people would be, deceased, and yet they won't even help them still before that happens.
Have they done one thing about the fact that a person cannot have their home health aid in a nursing home where you need it the most?
Nope, they haven't done one.
Were you neglected?
No.
Where many a times you can be hurt by other residents. See, if the aid was there, they would deter that.
Yeah, they would.
They really would.
Mm-hmm.
The other residents, they argue, they fight. And my uncle fell twice. Perfect example, my uncle fell twice, hit his head.
That's terrible.
Yeah, and what they did is put a helmet on his head to keep him from
bumping
his head.
Where was the aid when he fell?
I have no idea what was the aid. There was no aid.
If he had his aid with him,
mm-hmm.
most likely, you know, maybe he would have tripped or something or whatever, but most likely the aid would have broken his fall.
Yes.
At least.
Yeah.
You know? Or maybe he wouldn't even have fallen.
He wouldn't have never
possibly
fell.
Not. Right, in the first place.
Yep. Putting that helmet on his head was another humiliation to him.
Of course it is.
Mm-hmm. Well,
a helmet on his head. How old is your uncle?
My uncle was, I think, in his 70s or 80s.
Oh, he passed away.
Yeah, he passed away.
Yeah, that's sad.
Was that after the helmet or before?
I think that was after the helmet.
After the home.
Oh, see?
After the
home. That's terrible.
He felt that.
How long did he have to wear that helmet?
Yeah.
I have no idea how long he had to wear it. I gathered some time.
What, they thought he was back in the army or what?
I have no idea.
Back in the army, man.
Mm-mm.
Was your uncle ever in the service?
I don't think he was.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I know he was an artist.
Oh,
no,
what kind of a helmet was it?
It's like a bicycle helmet, almost.
Wait a minute. Let Lorraine answer the question. What kind of a helmet was it?
I never found out what type of helmet it was. Well, I know I was told that they put a helmet on his head.
You don't know what it was made out of?
I don't know what it was made of.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you know? You weren't there.
No, but I did the Foundling Hospital, and most of those helmets are similar to that particular helmet that I'm aware of.
Well, maybe. We don't know. We don't know what kind of a... But
I'll tell
you one thing.
They call them falling helmets.
Most likely it was very uncomfortable.
It is.
And a person in that place, and a person who's up in age and probably most likely out of shape for being bedridden most of the time, to put a helmet on them, to me, that's like a slow death sentence.
It is.
You know?
It really is. It's embarrassing.
They'll put a helmet on the guy, but they won't fight to get his home health aid in there.
Yeah, because they don't make money off of a helmet. They just buy one helmet, and then that lasts them for God knows until they pass away. Yeah, that's the most.
Well, they don't have to spend any money to get the home health aid in there. They're already paid for.
I know, but they don't see it that way.
Yeah, before he went in, he was an able-bodied man. He was standing up cooking and all of that, moving, getting around. Yep.
Yeah. Well, how many people have they done that to, put a helmet on?
A lot.
And they couldn't deal with it.
There were these kids that I used to take care of, Frank, in the Foundling Hospital. Do you know how many kids were walking around with that and didn't want it? They took it right off. But yet they still had the seizure that they were, you know, protected from, or even a fall or whatever the case, why they were wearing the helmet. That was personal to the patient. But and then these kids are, it's like almost like a bike helmet, but it isn't. It covers the whole entire head. It's a little bit worse than a bike helmet. It's supposed to be for people missing their a bone in their head because they did surgery on it or whatever, and it's supposed to cover those spots where he was at. That's what it's supposed to do.
They probably didn't have their aides with them either.
No, they had no aides in there. There was only us, the people who were volunteering, who did a lot for them while they were, you know, I played with this kid. He was such a good kid. I wish he was out of there. I wish I had the money to even support the kid and bring him out. Every kid that I saw there, I wanted to just cry and take him out with me, you know? But I couldn't.
Yeah.
I didn't have enough room.
Inner sight. And I'd like to put a helmet on some of these jackasses that run these nursing homes.
Yeah, I would too.
And let them see how it feel.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And let them eat the junk food, the horrible food that's there. Let them do everything that somebody else does and see how they like it. They won't like it.
No. They won't like it too tough at all.
No. Nope.
All right, tomorrow night, Lupita will be our guest. Friday night is the funnies.
Yes.
Inner Sight, Louie will be here. We'll have another episode with Jimmy Dinigan. Oh, and we're going to have our own Lorraine do her, what's the name of that act you do?
Kelly and Ellie.
Kelly and Ellie.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's going to be fun.
So we'll have that on. You know, I tell you what I'd like to do is first, you do your act a little bit, and then maybe I'll interview you.
Okay.
That'd be funny.
You know, it'll be
interesting.
You know, I'm going to interview you in a different voice, you know.
Okay.
Oh, he does that a lot. He's very good.
All right, in a sight. don't forget, write it down. Write it in the heavens. I wish I could afford a Skyrider. Boy, would I put a day for
a lot up there.
Oh,
I know,
that would
in
be
the
beautiful.
Yeah, that would be good.
May 19th, the Belport Brewery Hall, from 11 to 2, a day for Milton. And you can see the show tonight, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 11 o'clock. It's our regular spot. We finally got it back after the pandemic. Now, if you're in Manhattan, you know, you live in Manhattan, you got the cable. 1997 has the show 11 o'clock. Verizon File 35, that's 11, same thing. RCN 84 at 11. All those channels will carry the show tonight, and you can click it on your computer, mnn.org, channel 3, the Spirit Channel. It's all documented on the Silo website. Hey, you want it? Can you look that up?
No, see if it's still there? Yeah, I think so. Hold on.
Yeah, look that up. See if we can, we'll read it.
Yeah, hold on.
They revised it.
Oh, they did? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want to see how it reads.
Okay.
But tonight at 11, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, I want to thank the Coffee House Bean, the local place, for helping to publicize on their bulletin board. I want to thank all our friends, of course, Silo. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. I'm waiting to hear back from them. They had a meeting about Milton.
Oh, that's
isn't that
cool.
Nice?
Yeah, that is.
An actual meeting.
Oh, that's cool.
To decide how they want to help. I'm hoping, well, maybe I shouldn't say this publicly, but I'm going to say it anyway. My dear friend, John Corrado. I'm hoping that they're going to put Milton's picture up on every bus in this county.
Oh, they would surely have a, excuse me, the guide dog schools would have a shit.
That's
a,
what I want.
You
know. And yes. I got that idea from Ira Tucker.
Yes.
Ira recognition.
That's right. Yes.
Milton's picture up on every bus. For May 19th.
Oh, goodness.
Wouldn't that be something?
That would be really great. Nice.
Can you imagine the news media in their vehicles trying to follow a bus? Milton's picked to get a shot of that.
Hell yeah, they will.
You know? And then coupling that with Michelle and putting that in the background and the beer. What
oh,
a story.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
What a story is right. Yeah.
Yes.
That story
is
deserves
a story.
To be heard. Told.
It does deserve to be told. But also,
you know,
within the safety of the bus being driven, I suppose.
What?
Oh. Within the safety of the bus being driven, I suppose, you know. We have to take care of that.
Oh, yeah. They're just,
little pesky.
They do that all the time.
Yeah, I know.
They film the bus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, guess what? I found your advertisement exactly where it was the last few times, right underneath the puppy raisers. So I'm,
one second.
Like,
can you read it?
Yes, I can. If I stop, it's just to blink my bad eye, so give me a second. Okay. Frank Perino, Inner Sight, one-to-one interview with Tom Cooper regarding the death of Milton the guide dog. Wednesday, let's see, the 22nd of 2023 at 11 a.m., Manhattan Neighborhood.
11 p.m.
I'm sorry, p.m. Sorry, that's my fault. 11 p.m. Manhattan Neighborhood
I hope
Network.
They put p.m.
Yeah, they did. I just said the wrong thing. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, MNN.org. Okay, and then they have channel 1997. They have channel 35 on Verizon Fios.
Did they put the Spirit Channel, channel 3 after the MNN?
Because
you didn't read
there.
That.
Well, I'm getting there. It's still not. I didn't finish the rest of the other channels that it was on. Okay. Channel, 35 for Verizon Fios and RCN 84. Also available online on the Spirit Channel, channel 3. Also locally, Altice, channel 20 at 9:30 p.m. Please join Inner Sight for A Day for Milton, Friday, May 19th, and then it's 11 to 2, 11:30, 11 in the morning to 2, And then we at Belport Brewery Company. Let me repeat that, just the last part. May 19th at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Belport Brewing Company.
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight, and Joe must have really socked it to him.
A few times over, I loved it.
He must have really socked it to him at the, you know, they had to get clearance from the board to do that. Do this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything,
exactly.
Everything you do at a place like that, you got to go before the board. So I can just picture my friend Jose. Well, I'm doing this. I want you to know that I'm doing it, and that's it.
That's the truth.
Yes,
that's the truth.
I don't think he was going to let anybody stop him.
No.
No.
We didn't care at that point. Neither did I.
No.
What happened?
Hey, the ad keeps growing every week.
It does.
Oh,
wow. You notice?
It's getting bigger.
It is getting bigger.
It's getting bigger, folks.
Yeah. Then the other thing.
Before you know
it,
I wonder if he's gonna cover the when we do it in Chicago.
That'd be nice.
Wow.
That would be nice.
That would be great.
It's really phenomenal what you can do, you know, people.
Oh yeah.
Everybody I talk to loves Milton.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
A couple of people didn't know, but when you tell them and they look it up,
mm.
Oh, man, it hits them like a ton of bricks, you know.
Sure does. I have something to announce, though, before we go on. To get to that particular page, I just realized it just says on the very top, events, and you click on events, and it'll bring you down where I told everybody the lines were, where you can get the sort of the menu of where you go to. So it just says events. It doesn't say community events, but when you get down to where
it is an event.
Yeah, and then when you get down to
event.
It, it's a very big event. Anyway, when you get down to that level, you'll then see community events. I don't know why it's done that way, but I didn't take a really good look at it. Now I really did. When I was scrolling.
Now, this silo, these are the people who are going to be supporting us in this nursing home thing.
Yes, they are.
You know,
same people.
When we call a news conference, I want to try to do it over the summer.
Yeah.
On the nursing
home. I'll start really hard on getting, people to just, stop and listen. That should be great.
Oh, you got to have people there.
Now,
we got to invite people.
Yes.
To come.
You want to help me, Lorraine?
Give testimony.
Sure.
Great. Mm-hmm. Our own Lorraine, she's going to give me a hand. Yay.
Yes.
No, it'll be really good, sweetheart.
Okay.
It'll be fun.
So we're off to a good start, world.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
With Silo
doing this. Thank you for
doing this and,
you're welcome.
Getting behind it.
Yeah.
A beautiful day for Milton.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650 if you want to talk. Do you like nursing homes? Don't be afraid to tell us.
Hell no.
You know, we'd like to hear why you like nursing
homes. I've been in
What are your reasons for liking them?
My reasons for not liking them? Number one...
Not
it,
your reason. I'm talking to the audience out there. Why do you like, if you like nursing homes, why do you like them?
Well, that's an interesting
is my question to anybody out there who wants to call in.
Okay, let's see the board. Give me a second. I'll tell you if anybody just chimed in or the board or whatever the case may be.
Your phone is cracking up.
Oh, no, that's actually Lorraine. I didn't move. Yeah, that's the Lorraine's phone, I think.
You're mumbling. I can't understand what you just said.
I said I think that's the Lorraine's phone. I'm not sure.
No, it's when you talk.
No, it goes
bubbling.
Over me, her phone. Oh, me mumbling? Oh, okay.
Bubbling.
Oh, okay.
All right, Inner Sight, and you know, let me renew our pledge for help to help people. Anybody who's trying to keep their loved one out of a nursing home, you know, you're exhausting your expenses, your money, your expense account, your savings or whatever, let us know. We'll try to help you, you know, fundraise.
Definitely.
So, Inner Sight, we'll do what we can to help you.
Definitely.
Trying to keep your loved one out of a nursing. Well, what's that noise in the background?
I don't know.
There's some noise.
It's not on my end because my husband's sleeping.
Lorraine, you have a television on?
No, I don't have a TV on. That's the dogs. They're all the way in the front.
Oh, the dogs.
I'm all the way in the back of the house in my room.
Oh, wow.
Well, dogs are all right on my show.
No,
yes,
okay.
They are.
All right, Inner Sight, and turn the nursing home into accessible housing. There's the solution.
Yes.
I don't think anybody has ever come up with a better solution than that.
There's no better solution than that. Yeah, I don't think so either.
Lorraine, what did you say?
I said there's no better solution than that.
That's correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
It does.
It can be done.
It really does.
The buildings are already there. You don't have to build them.
No.
You just got to renovate them.
That's all. It's the best solution. Yeah. Go ahead, Lauren.
You can count for how many nursing homes around.
Oh,
they have so many
of
them.
Hundreds
of
them.
Yes, they do.
Oh, there's a lot.
In different
all over
cities.
The place.
Yeah. Different
all
states.
All over the place.
Yeah.
So there's the solution. The thing is to get the law passed, get the attention of the politicians.
Definitely.
You know, to the point where they're going to realize, you know, and of course the government, if they, when they do it, they're going to, of course, do it as a pilot.
Definitely. I know they do.
They don't know what to do with a nursing home. Okay, we're gonna renovate this place. We're gonna turn it into accessible housing. But you see, the whole thing has to come together because the people that are going to be put into apartments have to get all the help that they need to stay in those apartments.
That's right.
You can't do this in a half-assed way.
That's nothing new for the government anyway. We're going to prevent them from that, I hope.
your voice is all crumbled up. What'd you just say?
I said I hope they, you know, listen to what we have to say, and then once they do, they'll realize, 90 seconds, okay. They'll realize quickly that things need to change, I hope.
Well, that was a little better. You got closer to the phone. Your voice was still a little crumbly, but at least
yeah,
you
my voice is very dry from the medicine I take. Yuck. Am I so enthusiastic about taking them? No.
That's no good. All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night with our special guest, Peter Lewis. And I want to thank everybody. Thank Lorraine for calling in, all our listeners,
you're
callers.
Welcome.
Hey, can you get before you go up to the air, you got a tally?
Yeah,
how many
I have a
people?
Tally. It was 803. Sorry about that. That's a big difference.
117,803?
Mm-hmm. No, it went up. 37.
837.
Yeah.
But it's
800,
not
900. That's correct.
Because last time I think you said 900. Anyway, Inner Sight, thank you so much. I'm going to sign off. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Enjoy the rest. Enjoy
good
the
night,
rest
everybody.
Of your evening.
You
same
too,
time,
sweetheart.
Same place.
Same time,
okay.
Same place tomorrow night. Take care,
that's right. Okay.
All right.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.